Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1
Podcast.
The Mark Cox Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
The Mark Cox Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
Let's get it on. Is The Mark Cox Show.
We're not going to inundate people with the minutiae of policy.
Don't you worry. And good morning. I'm Mark. I am an Easter worshiper. So welcome into the program. Glad you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy Wednesday.
Morning. Happy morning. Wednesday.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing good. Denise is in a better place this morning.
A much warmer place.
Is she there now or is she going this morning?
I think she's leaving today.
Maybe she's leaving today. She's taking a little vacation.
Her mind's got to be there already, though.
Good for her. Ryan Wiggins sitting in for her this morning, handling news duties. How are you?
Good. Saying Denise is in a better place makes it sound like she's dead.
That's true. Yeah. No, she is alive and well and just taking a little trip to
a
beach.
Yeah, we told her we're expecting some close to live reports from the beach down there this week. We want her to call in and record. She goes, well, if I'm awake that early. I'm like, well, you're going to be on Eastern time, so you'll have a whole extra hour to get up and phone us.
Vacation for you guys should just be sleeping.
Sometimes it is. If I have days, and I'll take a couple, and I won't go anywhere, and I won't do anything, I'll just sleep till like 7 a.m.
Wow, 7?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Ryan's been doing some stuff on the Glover Show. Great job, by the way.
Thanks. And, you sound great on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's sort of the opposite.
Big love fest,
you know, in this business, it's the opposite schedule of this one, and it has its pros and its cons, right? The con of this one is I'm up at 3 every morning, and but I'm home by, I don't know, sometimes 11. Depends on what's going on in the day, 11, 12. And with the afternoon shift, and I know the Glover people, he sometimes his last hour is taken up with things, the interviews he's recorded and stuff like that. But still, you're here technically till 7 o'clock every night or later, depending on where you are.
I do not recommend working Glover yesterday evening, then working the Mark Cox Morning Show today.
No, was that?
I don't recommend doing that.
Not the best idea.
That was. Yeah. I'm going to fall asleep at about 7.
Well, see, that's the problem is you probably agreed to this a long time ago, and then you were kind of stuck.
That is exactly right.
That's now we're on to something.
Here we are.
Well, we're glad to have you down here. We appreciate that. I say down here as in the morning, and not that you've lowered yourself to doing the Mark Cox Morning Show.
The bar.
I do have to ask. I've heard the story about the Wiggins song, but I haven't heard the Wiggins song.
Oh, yeah, that just happened because they were just asking. Glover said, your name sounds like it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, my name sounds like a jingle for Wiggins Bar and Grill. And then I said, Wiggins Bar and Grill. And then it became a thing.
I love it.
Now it's a thing.
I love it. I want a song.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm going to make it up. I'm going to think of something.
You had to make an open for him in case he ever comes back. I don't know if we'll ever get him back on here again or not. But
have you cut that, like recorded it? Are they playing it recorded now?
I mean, every time I do it live, it's so good and it's so different.
So much better.
That they are like, no, just keep it live.
We'll do it live.
So good.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good, dude.
That is good. Yeah, what in the world is going on in Washington, D.C.? That's a million-dollar question. That's a wide-open question. But did you see that? This is the funniest thing about it. Mueller report's over. There's no there. Well, pretty much. I mean, the Democrats are going to try to milk something out of it. And the president looked at this thing and said, I'm not going to exert any executive privilege. I'll let him see everything that's in there, whether it's embarrassing to me or not. But now it's over. and I might exert executive privilege if you try to drag every aide in the White House in front of Congress to grill them on something. And now he's being criticized for that because the Democrats know he's trying to hamstring their 18-month-long continued investigation they want to do all the way up till the election in November. Sometimes the politics of it just sickens me.
You know how glad the Democrats are, too, that he said that aides couldn't testify? Because now they're like, oh, he's exerting power and he's not cooperating. And now it's like a little something that they can use just to drag it out.
I really think beyond trying to keep this issue in the press, the compliant press, they're trying to legally bleed these people blind from their money because Congress can spend all they want at the taxpayer expense. But these people have to hire lawyers to constantly be defending themselves, all of Trump's associates, everybody. And they're just trying to basically use the power of Congress to bleed these people dry. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I would agree. Here's the headline today on one of the news services on this. This is what kills me, too, because the compliant media plays along. USA Today. Trump. White House considering asserting executive privilege to hinder congressional probes. So from the media perspective, he's only doing it to hinder Congress from getting to the truth. Because now three different investigations, one in the House, one in the Senate, and the Mueller investigation all found no evidence of any conspiracy or anything like that. But now Donald Trump is hindering the investigation. Give me a break. NBC's been the worst. NBC planted somebody outside of Bob Mueller's church when he was about to become an Easter worshiper. And they hounded him as he was leaving church. They basically ambushed him to quiz him on the 400-page extensive report that he issued. Like he was going to be able to add anything to it in his Easter suit on the walk to the car. Just to try to make him look bad. Off.
Come on.
It was embarrassing. I'm going to play a little bit of it coming up here this morning because that's kind of where we've gone with this whole thing. A little later, around 7:10, former gubernatorial candidate John Bruner is going to join us. John is... has been pretty active on a couple of fronts since his campaign ended. But among other things, he's opposed to this PDMP issue, the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, and has some concerns over a bill that may be considered in Jeff City.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Regarding one of these red flag laws where authorities can sweep in and take your weapons away from you and the requirement to do that differs in every state. So we're going to talk to John about that.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
The thing that I think is really interesting, Tucker, is this normalization of socialism that's happening on the left. Bernie Sanders is no longer an outsider candidate. He's a mainstream candidate. His policies like Medicare for All that used to be outside of the mainstream are now mainstream policies. And the irony of it is Bernie Sanders rails against the government, but what his policies would do is empower the government and embolden the ruling class. But he does a good job of selling it and downplaying it.
Lisa Booth from Fox there pointing out what's going on the left in this country. Boy, if you watched Wiggins, I was calling the... Can I call you that? Is that okay?
I'm Wiggins now.
All
that's
right.
Fine.
I was noticing the cavalcade of communists that they had on CNN the other night. They had like a six-hour marathon of town halls, and I'm calling it the cavalcade of communism because all they talked about was what we could do with a top-down government if government controlled where businesses could move to, whether or not they could move jobs out of the country, whether they were providing a living wage, whether they were going to be taxed out of existence in order to provide something quote-unquote free to society, free medical care, a living wage. I mean, it just goes on. The list is as long as my leg of all the free stuff they want to give you with no realistic way of paying for it. And the guy that, whose name keeps popping up among these millennials is Andrew Yang. So honestly, I venture into crazy territory every once in a while. I went to a website called Mother Jones. And there's lots of crazies over there.
Yes,
can I just tell you that?
That's correct.
Mother Jones has a... they have an article in there yesterday on why Andrew Yang is the only serious candidate for president in 2020 because his plan to give $1,000 a month of universal income would work for working class families.
He's going full communism. He's going full redistribution of wealth.
Never go full communist. So here's a quote from Rachel Spellman, who's a local artist, clearly a starving artist, and a member of the Yang Gang. That's what they're calling it. And she said, I was drawn to his campaign because I'm one of many freelancers who needs a dependable income. So she can, I guess, express her individuality. To put it bluntly, another supporter, Dave Hahn, says, no other candidate is going to cut us that check. Yang will cut that check to all of us. So that is about as bold-faced socialism as anything I've ever heard. It's not democratic socialism. It's just socialism. You get a check just for being. Mm-hmm. You fill in the blank. An artist, a loafer, a couch potato, living in your parents' basement. When you turn 21 years old, you start getting $1,000 a month, no matter what. Now, nobody can live on $1,000 a month, but you could do a lot of couch potatoing on $1,000 a month if you're living in somebody else's basement. Yep. Where's the motivation? When did we reach a point in this country where people felt an entitlement to a $50,000 or $60,000 a year job? And if you don't get them that, it's society's responsibility to keep raising the minimum wage or lowering job standards or whatever it is until they get their check.
Well, like we see with lowering the minimum wage, then all of a sudden products are going to cost more, services are going to cost more.
Raising it, you mean?
Yeah, apologize. Yeah, when you raise it. So you start giving everybody $1,000 a month, everything's going to cost more and that $1,000 isn't going to go anywhere anyway. You're just... it just like manipulating the system. It's a bad plan all around, but it doesn't make sense. Like, is that the money's not going to mean anything?
I mean, I know that we all represent, you know, a little different generation here, but I started working when I was 14 years old. I worked in an amusement park. I made a seasonal wage of probably, I think in Ohio, they were allowed to pay you $1.75 an hour at this amusement park because it was seasonal. And, you know, I was making $40 a week. I wasn't making much. Like, I can tell you that. But my parents instilled in me from early on, if you want something, you're going to have to get out and work for it. And then your paycheck's going to be a little bigger next week. And then when you advance your skill level from the roll-a-bola ball at the amusement park to where you're actually doing something that benefits society, your wages will go up. And I've been working since I was 14 years old. I don't understand what we're doing with our kids today where they think they're entitled to a free college education. Here's the thing about Elizabeth Warren's proposal. She wants to wipe clean the debt of a lot of people who made bad strategic decisions because they felt like they had to have that college degree, but they got a college degree in basket weaving, so they graduated with $75,000 or $100,000 in college debt that they borrowed money to pay for, and they've got a degree that won't pay them $20,000 a year. And they're angry about it, and Elizabeth Warren's offering them a handout of paying that off. Well, what about all of the hardworking people who went to community college for a couple of years, finished college debt-free? Do they get a rebate of some sort because they were hard workers? No, the only reward there for the people who made a bad investment decision and they're getting a payoff from a politician who's going to have the power of the purse strings. It's maddening to me. What am I missing?
If you have a universal basic income, how many people do you know, maybe even us, that would say, man, I'd love to just go write a book, and you just quit your job? Like, the whole workforce would just fall apart because everybody would just go do whatever they kind of always wanted to do, because I can make money doing nothing now. I mean, that's just basic economics, and we have presidential candidates saying, let's do that.
What's the carrot on the stick for a lot of people who work? Benefits, right? Health benefits, yep. Other insurance benefits that your employer gives you. That's why Democrats like Obamacare, and that's why they like socialized medicine, because you're no longer tied to a job. You don't have to go get a job to get those things. All they seem to be aimed at is taking away society's motivation to go earn a living. Basic income, free health care, free college. Why the hell do you need to work?
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Welcome back, and we welcome in our guest this morning, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, joining us for 2A Tuesday. Colonel West, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mark, and hopefully you had a great Easter weekend.
I did. Thank you very much for asking. I appreciate that. Did you hear Kamala Harris?
Well, you know, the interesting thing, I was flying back to Dallas, but of course, I checked email and checked some news feeds, and I saw what she had said. And again, I think this is absolutely appalling. Obviously, for the progressive socialist left, the rule of law and our standing laws, our Bill of Rights, means nothing unless it coincides with their ideological agenda. And we don't need new gun laws. We just need people to enforce the laws that are on the book. And, Mark, what I find very interesting is that we have a House of Representatives that just a couple of months ago, they voted that illegal immigrants who are trying to purchase a firearm should not be reported to Immigration Customs Enforcement, to ICE agency. So, they are siding with illegal immigrants against law-abiding, legal gun owners in the United States of America. So this is about domination. This is about control. This is about tyranny.
Well, we didn't hear her say, I'm going to make an executive order to strip you of your First Amendment rights or your Fourth Amendment rights. But specifically, she's going to promise you when she takes office, she's going to sign an executive order that will impact your Second Amendment rights. And they don't seem to have any hesitancy to do that. That's alarming.
Well, it's very alarming, and it is something that Nancy Pelosi alluded to when President Trump said that he was going to declare a national emergency about what's happening down on our border, which is a crisis, which is an emergency. Nancy Pelosi said, well, what happens when the next president, a Democrat president, decides to declare a national emergency against gun control? And so this is the delusional, deranged thought process of these people. And look, understand that in June of 2012, Mark, one of the first things that Hugo Chavez did down in Venezuela was to ban all private gun ownership. And look at what is happening to the citizens of Venezuela now. They are now subjects, and they're being gunned down in the streets. Now, some people may say that's very alarmist, but always remember that we just, April the 19th of 1775, that's when the British were marching toward Concord, Massachusetts, and the American Patriots stopped them at a place called Lexington Green, and they engaged them again at Concord Bridge because the British were going to destroy a weapons and armaments factory because they understood that an armed person is a citizen, an unarmed person is a subject, and that's what they wanted.
I love that. I love that distinction, and I'm glad that you made it. This is what scares me a little bit, and I talked about this earlier with my friends Trisha and Denise here in the studio. What the left tries to do here is soft pedal what they're selling you. Like, we're not against the Second Amendment, but we need common sense legislation. Bernie Sanders tells you, we're going to give you this for free if you just bring us in. Don't worry about it. We'll figure out how to pay for it later. And what Kamala Harris is selling and what some of these others are selling is, this: we're not against you owning guns, but we need common sense legislation like universal background checks. But when you push them on the matter to ask them one example of a shooting at a school or a gun-free zone where a universal background check would have made a difference over the background check we currently have, the system, they can't answer that.
No, they can't. And really what ends up happening, you know, the Parkland High School was in the congressional district that I was honored to represent down in South Florida. That was a failure of law enforcement, being the Federal Bureau of Investigation and also the local law enforcement, the Broward Sheriff's Office. It was also a failure of the Broward School Superintendent's Office with the Promise Program, where they did not report the egregious behaviors and the disciplinary actions that were taken against Nicholas Cruz. What happened at Sutherland Springs was a failure of the United States Air Force not to update the information about a person that had been convicted of domestic abuse and also had been given a other than honorable discharge from the United States Air Force. That's part of your 40 Form 73 form when you go to apply to purchase a firearm. Because he wasn't uploading the system, he was able to do so. So when they come up with they're manipulators of language, first and foremost, you know, common sense gun control, universal background checks. Most of these people have never gone to purchase a firearm before. All they're talking about is a gun registry, and all they're talking about eventually is gun confiscation.
Yeah, it's a great point. Speaking of defenders of our Second Amendment rights, I know the NRA is holding their convention over in Indianapolis this weekend. I'm assuming you're headed there. Are you there already?
No, I'll be heading up there tomorrow, and the convention starts in an annual meeting on Thursday. And, of course, we'll have our board meeting next Monday. And we've got some internal things that we need to take care of because I believe that the NRA needs to get back to its blocking and tackling mission, which is based upon its charter in 1871, is training and better marksmanship and also defending our Second Amendment, which if you look at some of these states going around the country, they are without a doubt undermining our Second Amendment right.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I remember when they held their conference here a few years back, and that mm-hmm. was exciting. I wish they'd come back to St. Louis at some point. Probably all the liberals that run this city have scared them off.
Well, you know, I think that they try to rotate it around. they're looking at Indianapolis as a Midwest location, but you know what? Maybe I'll put a plug in for St. Louis.
Please do that, Colonel West. We would appreciate that. And I'll direct people to your website, theoldschoolpatriot.com. They can find out more about your books, including Hold Texas, Hold the Nation, Victory or Death, which we talked about the last time you were on. Thanks again for your time, sir.
Always appreciated and happy to come back anytime, Mark. God's blessings.
Yes, sir. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West there, always a pleasure to have him on. And today talking about the fact that he's an NRA board member and he's going to the convention and just the lunacy on the left when it comes to which rights they want to pick and choose that they're going to tear apart in our Constitution.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Creepy Uncle Joe, crazy Uncle Joe, gaff-ridden Uncle Joe, he's coming. Maybe as early as tomorrow. He's going to roll out a video, they're saying, to introduce his campaign. Because, you know, you could edit a video. Like, if you did anything creepy, the person shooting it could edit it out. Right, Ryan? You did some TV for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, but you can see, if it's just one camera, you're going to see the jump cuts in Biden's video.
Well, yeah. But, like, you could go in and Photoshop out his hands on some woman's shoulder if you needed to. Probably.
Yeah, you could, except you'd see like a big black blob of his hands just on this sort of like empty space.
Just like blurry.
Yeah, what are his hands on? That looks weird.
So,
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So here's what I don't understand. Biden, so if you're running a race, right, you don't want to be the last person off the block, generally speaking. If you're running for a political office on a city council, people line up at 6 a.m. the day of that registration opens for the candidates so their name can be first on the ballot, because the sad, sad truth of the American electorate is that they're uninformed. And oftentimes, if they don't know anything about either candidate, they'll vote for the first name on the ballot. It's pathetic, it's sad, but it's why people do that. They want their name to be first on the ballot.
I didn't know that's how that worked. Maybe I'm uninformed, but I didn't know that if you got there first and announced your candidacy first, that's how you got.
As a former tired local elected city official, let me tell you, that's how it works.
Huh. At every level?
Not at every level, but locally here in the greater St. Louis area, that's how it works.
That's interesting.
The municipal elections, the first person in line to register, that's how their name. Now, some places I understand have changed that to sort of a lottery system, and then they just draw the names and decide who's first. But locally, it matters.
It does look like whoever's at the top has more clout. I just assume that they were like polling higher or something.
Here's what Biden said just the other day about his intention to run. From the beginning, my intention, if I were to run, would be the last person to announce. We'll find out whether I can win in a primary. So if he announces tomorrow, is he therefore convinced that they've rounded up every possible nutty progressive in the country who's already announced, and he's just been waiting till he's convinced there's nobody else that's going to come out of the woodwork, then he's going to announce?
I think that's the goal.
I got some bad news for him. I don't think he can win the primary. If you round up the Sanders, the Harris's, the Beto's, and the Buttigiegs, or Buttigieg, or whatever his name is, if you round up all those people, even though some of them have 1-2% support in some of these polls, if you add all those numbers up, it's going to be one progressive candidate ultimately against Crazy Uncle Joe. Maybe two if it gets down to Sanders and Harris and him, or Buttigieg and Harris and him. I don't think he can win in a primary. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Let me get to a couple of phone calls here. Hey, Paul, thanks for holding on. You're on the radio.
Hey, Mark. How you doing today?
Good.
You know, I wish somebody would tell these leftists that the Second Amendment was put in place, not for deer hunting, but to protect us from our government. You know, back in the day, King George wanted to come in and put the people down, and the first thing he wanted to do is take their guns away. Now, this is unbelievable, these people. That they don't know that, and two, that they're just trying to pull this complete cabal over America. But I think I'm hoping that the American people are going to be smarter than this. I'm not even a gun guy, but I'm telling you what, if this knucklehead Kamala Harris was to get elected, I think I would go out and buy a gun. I'd probably buy as many as I could. I mean, this country's getting nuts with this ideological stuff.
Yeah.
And last night on Tucker, I heard a conversation in Tucker and the guy that took over for Larry King on CNN. They were talking about that Sanders and Kamala Harris want to give voting rights to inmates, felons, anybody, even the Boston Marathon guy.
The terrorists, yeah. Yeah.
What goes through these people's minds? The only thing I can say that is really good about all this is that they're all so desperate to get that thing out there that separates them from the rest, that they're all opening their mouth and just spilling out all this stupid stuff. And if we do not expose this stuff to the top level,
yes,
coming down the election, and we lose this 2020 election, shame on us.
I'm with you, Paul. No, I appreciate it. I heard that myself. Why would you want the Sinaroff brothers to be able to vote? You know, at some point you commit a crime so heinous that you lose your rights to participate in our society. Your voting rights are part of that. Now, if you want to talk to me about a grading system of some sort, that if you're convicted of a felony, let's say, I don't know, felony theft of resources, or, you know, something that's where you haven't physically harmed another human being, and we say that 5 years after you've completed your sentence and your probation, you can apply to be eligible to vote again, I'll consider something like that, right? If at the same time the liberals will agree that if you're convicted of that felony that's not a violent crime against another person and they're going to reinstate your voting rights, they also reinstate your right to own a weapon, because the liberals don't want to talk about that, basically. Hey, George, thanks for holding on.
Good morning, Mark. I just wanted to comment about my way of classifying these politicians, especially people in Congress. I don't think of them as Democrats or Republicans or right, left, or conservative, liberal. I classify them as deep state or not deep state. And so I'll throw out a name for you. Jim Jordan. How would you classify Jim Jordan?
Non-deep state.
Yep. How about Devin Nunes?
Non-deep state.
How about Lindsey Graham?
I would say non-deep state.
Really?
Middle of the road. I mean, he's certainly not in favor of the deep state. He hasn't always been as aggressive against some encroachment policies as I would like, but I certainly wouldn't put him, I wouldn't lump him in with Bernie Sanders.
Well, yeah. That was one. Another thing, when I tuned in this morning, it was right around 5:30. I think you might have been talking about Pocahontas's plan of giving away the store, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, these are just pipe dreams. I mean, for these presidential candidates to get up there and mouth off like this, that they want to do this. And well, first of all, you got to get the cooperation of Congress.
Of Congress. So a lot of these things would, yeah, you're right, George. Absolutely. Hey, thank you for the call.
Yep. Thank you
bet. Mike. Yeah, I appreciate it. You're right. A lot of these things would never happen because they'd have to have the Senate by 60 votes and the House and the White House, but still, they're running on a giveaway program to voters.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.